I mean, so if we go back to when I was 17, 18, Jack Kerouac had a huge impact on my life. On the Road, Dharma Bums. His books were what initially kind of tapped me into the idea that life could be ecstatically beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I moved into studying Taoism, so Lao Tzu, the Tao Te Ching, hugely, just unbelievably deep. But of course, the translation of that book that you read will be formative. And my favorite translation is the Jia Fu Feng and Jane English translation of the Tao Te Ching. Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance, I think one of the most important books ever written by Robert Persig, who has become a very dear friend over the years. When The Art of Learning came out, my publisher asked me, who would you love to read this book? And I said, well, the one person I'd really want to read that book is Robert Persig. To me, that was just, he lived like a deeply secluded life. Mm-hmm. But they somehow managed to get him a copy of the book he got in a big bushel from his publisher, and he read it, and he contacted me and wrote. I mean, I was so honored that he was moved by it. And he and I, and over the years, it developed really interesting dialogue. Mm-hmm. Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance is one of the most important books in the world. The focus on quality, dynamic quality, finding art in, learning to find art in anything. Mm-hmm. Deeply, deeply brilliant philosophical book. Shantaram, one of the most beautiful novels I've ever read. Gregory David Roberts, also someone I've gotten to know very well. Just an ecstatically beautiful, beautiful book. And, of course, I'm also a lover of fiction. I mean, Hemingway he's probably the most important writer of my life.
Any particular novel stand out for you of his?
I think that For Whom the Bell Tolls, just exquisite novel. Green Hills of Africa, amazing. His short stories are utterly magnificent. I think Green Hills of Africa is one of the most underrated books that he's written. Mm-hmm. His complete collection of short stories, I mean, there's one magnificent gem after the next. Of course, Old Man and the Sea is the one everyone speaks about, and it's a beautiful book. I guess if I had to have a favorite, it would be For Whom the Bell Tolls.
For Whom the Bell Tolls, yeah. For those people listening who also want insight into his writing style, A Movable Feast is...
magnificent book, yes.
Yeah, also. Really,
and that's where Hemingway really speaks to his writing process.
Yeah.
Fantastic book.
So fascinating.
There's a great book, by the way, Tim, which I think you've read, which is, I think it's Hemingway on Writing.
Yeah,
have you read this book?
I did read it. Yep, I also read that. Yeah,
if someone wants to get to know Hemingway, it's just a fantastic compilation of all of Hemingway's writing in letters, in his books, in his articles, everywhere, put together thematically. Basically, Hemingway on the Writing Process. I think it's one of the most important little collections of on creativity that I've ever run into. Absolutely brilliant book.
And it's
Hemingway
really,
on Writing.
And it's really short. I remember I read it on Kindle on a short flight that I had, and just like jammed right through the whole thing.